The city of Bloomington has officially adopted new rules that dramatically increase the cost of accessing footage from police body cameras and dash cams. The standard fee for accessing a single video is now $150, the maximum allowed by state law. Until this summer, the fee was $20. The increase comes amid rising tensions around the country between police departments and the public, with instances of documented police violence regularly setting off major protests. Bloomington City Attorney Patty Mulville Hill worked with city officials to propose the increase. She spoke with WFHB News Director Joe Crawford about the new fee, and we bring you their conversation now for today's WFHB Community Report.
Can you talk about what the decision-making process was like to first propose the $150 fee?
So what happened is the General Assembly enacted House Enrolled Act 1019 during their last session. And what they did a couple things. And what got all the press was that police agencies that use body cameras were going to have to keep those footage for 190 days. What kind of got missed in the whole thing is when the actual House Enrolled Act was passed, they put in a bunch of other requirements about how we keep not just body camera footage, but how we keep dash cam footage, how we keep surveillance footage, and what we do with radio traffic. So what happens is, let's take, for example, a typical domestic violence call. So let's say I send two officers en route because we have a complaint of a domestic violence incident. Both officers are going to have their dash cams going. They're both going to have their body camera footage going, and they're also going to be communicating with each other, other officers, their commanders, and central dispatch on their radio. What the new law says is that we are required to redact certain portions of those videos so that the average public can't see them. Examples would include victims of sexual assault, minors. So if we go to domestic violence and there's any evidence of sexual assault, we would have to redact that victim's face. If there's minors in the home, we then have to redact them as well. To make things even more complicated, the state police agency that oversees what I'm going to call, like, where we get our criminal history information from, it's called IDACS. Under the rules for the state police, we have to keep information we get from IDACS completely confidential. We're not allowed to release it. If you release it, you run the risk of having the IDACS coordinator revoke your ability to use it, which is problematic for investigating crimes. Our officers on their radios are going to be getting confidential IDACS information on most of their runs because they're running plates, they're getting background information on alleged suspects. So what happens is we've got all of this footage that we now have to take. So if you take that domestic violence call, and let's say it even takes an hour to resolve, I have 1 hour dash cam videos I've got to go through, 2 1-hour body cam footage that I got to go through, and 2 sets of radio traffic. And then I have to redact all of that information that I'm not allowed to show anymore. And then I got to double check to make sure I redacted it properly. So $150 is the maximum we can charge, but it's not going to cover the cost of one city employee spending all day going through 6 hours of video and radio traffic and then redacting the same.
Well, let me make sure, though, I understand that, because I thought it was $150 per camera per incident.
Yeah, so it'll be $150 per camera for that. But even just doing one camera can take long.
But in the instance that you described, if you had 6 different cameras,
yeah,
that would be $900.
I can't do math in my head. If you tell me 125 times that, that's correct.
It'd be 150 times 6, right? So that'd be $900.
Yeah.
So the justification is that because you have an employee who is making some amount of money and they're sitting in front of a computer editing this for a certain amount of time, it was come up with $150 would be an appropriate amount.
Correct. And then also the added expense that we have to do in buying all of the new software and server packages.
Well, how was the decision actually made? Was it the police department who suggested this amount?
No, I mean, we sat down and talked internally in the administration about what we could maximize charge for, looked at what we thought would reasonably take us to recoup the expense of all of the new equipment we would have to buy, and then how much it would cost us in terms of personnel, time to actually comply with these costs, and determined that $150 would probably not even cover our costs.
I just wonder about the philosophy behind that discussion or the thinking behind it, because I realize that a lot of what city government does, it's not really possible to recoup the money for. You know, if you just call the police, you don't get charged a fee for the police to come to your house and investigate. And I assume that somewhere it's understood that that's the function of the police department, so they should do that without charging a fee for that service. So how is it decided that providing this body camera footage was not somehow important enough to the mission of the police department to warrant providing for free?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that specific question. I mean, I don't even know that that's necessarily the level we went into so much as, and I would say that I don't know that, I mean, the mission of the police department is to prevent crime, and it's not as if we're, I mean, people who request these videos aren't always, it's not always, I mean, sometimes it's just random members of the press. Sometimes it's also people who are just, quite frankly, two neighbors fighting with each other over something, and police officers got called, and now there's a civil claim that they're involved in that we're not party to. I don't know that we got into that level of discussion. It was really an amount of, this is going to be an expense that we were not planning on spending. It's going to create time for personnel that we did not budget for. And it was, we didn't want to be one of the agencies that said, we can't afford this, we're going to have to let them go.
Is there any provision that would make it possible to get a waiver if it was, if the person requesting the footage was, let's say, low income or had some justification for not being able to pay the fee?
No, there's no provision for any of the waivers in that section of the code.
Was there any discussion about just recent events across the country and the sensitivity, basically the importance of police body camera footage in trying to understand some of these incidents, especially involving men who have been black and frankly who've also been low income? Was there any discussion about how that would be perceived in the community?
Not with me directly, no. It could have happened at a different level, but not that I was engaged in.
And how many requests does the city get for this kind of footage? How many have they received since the new law was put in place?
I can't answer that. You'd have to ask the police department that question.
There was no discussion about how often this kind of thing happens?
We discussed about how many we had gotten to date, and it was a couple of months, if I remember correctly. Again, the police department's going to have the records on those. But what I do know is that we were starting to see an uptake in the number of requests we were getting, because remember, body cameras are relatively new, particularly for our department. We did have one particular law firm that had started requesting them in every traffic accident, personal injury case they were representing somebody in.
Lastly, and I think this is the way that it might look to some folks, but, you know, do you think that this increase was supported at all in an attempt to limit the number of requests for police body camera footage or discourage people, especially people without much money, from, you know, trying to see the footage of arrests?
No, I at no point in any of the conversations that I had with any member of the police department, the legal department, the administration, or all nine members of the city council and their staff was that ever even raised.
So there wasn't even a conversation about, boy, this might sort of look like that's what is happening?
I mean, I think at the city council meeting there was people who were saying this is really, we recognize that this is a high expense, but we think that there's a legitimate reason for doing it. I don't think anybody went in with this with the intent of hoping to discourage people from requesting this type of record. That was never an intent that was expressed to me personally, that they were trying to dissuade people from getting these records.
All right, Patty, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Ain't no problem.